How One Good Turn Deserves Another to Supersize Your Business. Sharon Hornells from here. Our contribution-related idiom to go along with the annual BU 365-day challenge for the month of July is One Good Turn Deserves Another. This is an idiom and an expression where turn doesn't mean to turn a key or to turn a wheel. It means to do a good deed. A turn was the equivalent of a good deed back in the 1400s when this idiom first originated. Now, it's the idea that when one person does something nice, it creates this responsibility or this feeling that we need to reciprocate and repay the kindness or with a nice act of our own, right? So Aesop's fable is where this actually came from. It was documented. And in 1636, it showed up in one of the big collections of idioms in English by William Camden. I can't remember what the name of his tome on idioms was, but back in 1636, it was accumulated and showed up in that. So how does this affect our business? What does this have to do with growing and building and supersizing our business? Number one, it reminds me of the universal law of reciprocity, right? What we put out into the world is what we give back. So when you do something nice for someone, you will get a feeling in them that they feel like they have to pay that back. This is a universal law. It's not something I made up. It's just the way humanity works. That's why you see so much of this every day in marketing. People create lead magnets, and they're called lead magnets because they lead people to our businesses every day, where they give away a free report, a free technique, a free cheat sheet, a free way of doing something in exchange for people's email and the ability to communicate with them again, right? That creates the law of reciprocity. I will give you this great thing that solves a problem for you that you want for your business right now in exchange for your email. And that is also giving me permission then to send you follow-up messages, send you more valuable content and information. It also reminds me of favors. If I do a favor for someone, I don't expect them to do a favor back for me, but there's this unwritten tug that wants to balance everything in our world. And so they unconsciously feel like they need to return the favor, do something kind for me as well. Do I do that to get favors from people? No, I do that because I think, again, we put into the world what we want to get out of it. So I like to be kind and happy and upbeat and positive around other people so that that's what I get back in my life. This also reminds me of the whole pay it forward movement where we put out something into the world. Now, TikTok and social media has taken this to a level of yuck. People, and I just read an article on this the other day about a man, someone paid for his groceries at the grocery store and they recorded it on TikTok and shared it, and it got like millions of views, which totally embarrassed the person whose groceries the person paid for, and they didn't want their or need their groceries paid for anyway. You know, it's the drive-through pay it forward line. I think we need to look at that as a gift and appreciate it, but it only feels like a gift and appreciated if there's if someone isn't doing it for their own engrandment or to make themselves feel better and show it on social media to get a bunch of views and likes and, oh, you're such a wonderful person. Reminds me of the days in network marketing where, and yes, I was involved in network marketing, where some of the leaders in different organizations that I was involved in would do something nice, which is great. You're making a lot of money. You should make the world a better place and do something nice. And then they would blast it all over their social media and basically be saying, look at me, I did this for my mom, or I'm so wonderful because I paid for this person's dinner or whatever. I mean, when it's not genuine giving and putting things out into the world for a positive way that you don't need publicity for, then it's one good turn deserves another. But if it's for your own publicity or somehow you're getting rewarded in addition to making you feel better, then I personally believe that that's not right. And that leads me to my final thought on this. We need to do what's right all of the time, whether people are watching or not. Who we are and who our character is and what kind of way we're impacting the world, and I say making the world a better place, is us doing what's right for us and for other people that doesn't harm other people all of the time, whether somebody's filming it or not. And secret, chances are nowadays, somebody's probably filming it. It's very different if somebody catches you doing something, records it, and shares it on social media, than if you actually do something, record it, and put it on social media yourself. I don't know about you, one feels awesome somebody's acknowledging that you did a kind thing and you're not bragging about it, versus you're doing something really to manipulate and make yourself look better. And if you have to do that, you're not doing it from a place of confidence or with the right intent and motivation, in my book. So I'd love to know your experience with this particular idiom, one good turn deserves another. Has it impacted you? Do you think it impacts your business? Share in the comments below. Questions, hit me up. Otherwise, I'll be with you tomorrow with our final contribution-related idiom for this month. Have a great day.